But when the year's all said and done, we think we're going to see about 1.5% reduction from a beef standpoint. What's that mean for prices? Well, I think first we've got to think about what's taking place today that's different than what we saw 1 or 2 years ago. We're going to talk about margins here over the next couple of slides. We're going to talk about wholesale prices and retail prices, because there's definitely been a big swing over the last year or so as far as what percentage of the cutout, what percentage of retail prices fed cattle are garnishing. If you think about this, what's happened over the last half year? The drop credit, as Brett alluded to, that in itself has been worth about $80 a head from the high last July to the low in December. Now, the positive side of this is it's starting to come back. From $5.99 low, it's back close to $7 a hundredweight today. And we think as a trend it will continue to increase as we go through 2009. The hide portion of that probably is slower to come back because of economy reasons, but the tallow portion, blood and bone meal, some of the variety meats definitely are showing an uptrend over the last 30 to 45 days. So from a trend standpoint, we would hope this could get back at least to that old term, that old long-term support area around $8, hopefully by mid-year, which will help the bottom line. If we think about the margin aspect, and here we're just taking our fed cattle price as a percentage of the composite cutout. And each 1% swing, as far as what percentage we get, is worth about $1.50, $1.60 per hundredweight. Look at that. Look where we're at the first part of this year. Look where we were at the end of last year. Part of it is the drop credits, and part of it is the bargaining position and the lack of confidence we have in the market. That's tremendous. The margin is above us today. It's at the packer side, it's at the retail side. And there is a lack of confidence, I would think, as you think about from the consumer on down as far as the way he's spending his money. But at the same time, if we can get back at least close to some of those long-term averages, as we gain bargaining position going into the spring, get into tighter supplies, better seasonal demand, you should see that percentage increase back closer to the long-term averages, which will allow the Fed market to come off its lows here from the first part of the year. To put this into an annual average, here we're going to compare 2007, 2008, and expectations for this year. You can see the blue bar to the red bar, you can see the percentage decline between 2007 and 2008. Fed prices the last 2 years basically were flat, 2007 to 2008. Retail prices in 08 versus 07 increased about 3%. Retail prices were up about 5%. Wholesale prices were up about 3%. So you can see the increased or improved margins both from feedlot to packer and also packer to retail. Our expectations for this year is that the Fed market's going to average a little bit lower for the year. Not for supply reasons, because the supply side is extremely friendly. It's because of demand reasons. It's because of bargaining position reasons and margin reasons the first part of the year. When the year's all said and done, we think the composite cutout will be about par, maybe down just a little bit compared to last year, pretty flat. We do think that the retail prices will come down. We were estimating to come down about 2%. Be honest with you, retail prices very rarely drop. They typically like to keep those prices at a flat level and increase when their wholesale prices go up. What we saw last year was retail prices up 5%, but to move the product, they featured our product a lot more. So at least we should expect to see continued good featuring as we go through the year. Boy, with where wholesale prices are today, as we get in closer to the spring, we would expect to see some pretty good featuring as we go forward. But that's our expectations. If you think about that, you pull back retail prices 2 to 3%, this would still suggest, if you can average around $90 for the year, would still suggest a very small percent of retail, and historically small percent. So we're not asking the market a lot from that standpoint. I know it's tough to sit there and talk about a $90 average today when we're selling cattle at $80. I recognize that. But I think we don't need to be so short-focused when you have to look at the big picture. I think we have to look at the longer term here, because there is some bright spots as we think about the market. from a price standpoint, the long-term trend still is higher, even though we've got some short-term pain. We'll just throw price ranges around this year for the different classes of cattle. We'll start out with a fed price, basically thinking it's going to be about a buck or so lower than it was last year on an annual average. The worst of the market on the front end, right here where we're at. We sold cattle at 80 yesterday in Kansas, 80 to 80, 50. When we broke through the long-term support last week and sold cattle below 83 to 84, which had stopped us in December, we violated that cash support. The next area of long-term support on a cash chart is $78. So the market still has some risk if you're going to look at that as a guidance over the next few weeks. The positive part about the short-term market, though, is what we did last week. The packer's got enough margin. He's starting to crank his kill up. Killed 632 last week. Should kill probably 640 plus or minus this week. It's given us an opportunity to move some cattle through the system. We're still going to have to test the product side with those bigger kills, find a clearing level there in the cutout. But once that occurs, we can clear some cattle, clear the product out of the system, get down the road 2 to 3 weeks. The retailer starts to think about spring and spring featuring. The market will catch. The market will trend higher. We think the trend in the market is going to be fairly seasonal this year. We think there's a trend from where we're at today or the next few weeks at the low to a spring peak. It's not uncommon for the market to move between 12 and 15%. In this case, that would take your market back at least 90 plus or minus for springtime. We would be concerned about the summer again. We think the prospects for some pretty big placements here the first part of the year could lend itself for a seasonal bulge in Fed supplies in July, August, early September. Could see the market dip back definitely into the 80s or maybe even mid-80s again. Would be pretty friendly for the fourth quarter. We think that's where the potential in the market is for higher prices for a combination of supply but also improved demand as we go forward. If we wrap that up for a Fed expectation, let's talk about feeder cattle and then calves. Feeder market this year, we think, will average a couple dollars softer than last year. We think the worst of the market's here in January. You might see the feeder market back off a little bit over the next couple weeks, but basically where you're at today is towards the bottom end, a very seasonal pattern where it trends higher into the third quarter, and you can see the range that we've got laid out for that. As you think about the feeder market, you think about Fed cattle losses that we've experienced last year. Last year, we lost cash to cash about $125 a head. And we talked about milking that dairy cow and losing $3 a day. What it means for every head of cattle that was in the feed yard last year, they were losing about 80 cents a day on every one if they weren't hedged. But last year was an exceptional year for some cattle feeders because with huge premiums in the back end of the futures board allowed some people that took advantage of that to hedge cattle up and actually didn't lose money last year. So we've got a situation where we've got some entities that are sitting in very good shape, continuing to place a lot of cattle, and other entities that lost quite a bit of money last year and so far this year that are letting pens run empty. So we're going through a lot of flux because of that within the industry. If you think about the back end of the futures today, not nearly as wide or big as premiums as we had a year ago, but still have a premium. There's still premium. And we still see the feeder market, people buying break-evens $2 and $3 above the back end of the board. So that, if you think about it, will probably continue to be price supportive to the feeder market as we go forward. Nonetheless, because of overall losses we've got, prices a couple bucks softer this year than last. Same is the case in the calf market. From a seasonal standpoint, you would expect the calf market to rally into spring grass and then after that tail off through the summer and on into the fall run. We're not real optimistic for calf prices in 2009, but we do think we're setting the stage as we go down the road 2, 3, and 4 years down the road for something substantially better in the calf side. But this year, because of equity drain, especially in the feedlot side, and uncertainties, would not be that optimistic. Killer cow prices, we've got them averaging just a little bit higher this year because of, we think, a combination of better 90 trim demand. We think those shifts in demand are real, and that will support the cow market, as well as the balance of trade from an exports and import standpoint. So that's the way we would lay out 2009. With that, let's talk about profitability for the year. On the feedlot side, I know, again, this is a tough sell. If you're sitting here selling cattle today and losing $250 a head. But I think it's going to be a tale of two halves if you think about it from a profitability standpoint. The cattle we're sending out the door today have a dollar break-evens. The cattle that we're buying today, even though they're not as cheap as a cattle feeder would like, but still those break-evens are closer to 90 instead of the dollar. As the year progresses, we would expect profitability to be better as the year goes on, as prices improve and break-evens decline. So for the year, when it's all said and done, slightly positive would be our call for cattle feeders, but that profit has to be made down the road. It's not going to be made in January or February. The stalker backgrounder, he's had a run, exceptional run, over the last 5 or 6 years. We don't think that's going to change. We don't think there's going to be as much profit opportunity. But think about the guy that put this year's stalkers together as calves last fall. The calves that he bought through November and December, we think those are winners from a profit standpoint. We think those cattle will work as we go down the road here. So we put that phase of the business as a slightly positive. The cow-calf side, again, we would say is marginal this year. Higher input costs, even though we think they're lower than a year ago if we're talking about feed. We talked about that on the corn side. But at the same time, a higher trend overall for input cost over the last 4 to 5 years. At the same time, a declining value for a calf would suggest that there'd be a margin squeeze in the cow-calf business again in 2009.